Well, Paul, it's an exciting time for the Ulster Senior League because it's your time to host the FAI Intermediate Interleague Cup competition. And I suppose having won it last year, it's an exciting period now for the Ulster Senior League going into this as defending champions on your own patch.
Yeah, it's nice. We only get to hold it once every 4 years, so it's nice now that it's come around back to Ulster that we're going into it as a defending champions after last year's great performance in Sligo.
Just on the team front for the Ulster Senior League, Paul, is there many changes to the team which won it from last year?
We've had a few changes, obviously been enforced through immigration and things like that, and guys changing clubs. We have a few new faces in the squad to freshen it up. You know, guys like John Doherty have come in, Lawrence Tolan from Swilly Rovers, Connor Harkin from Derry, Anthony Apaya from Bunagee have all joined the squad this year, so it's freshened it up a bit. But I know talking to Donal and Trevor training on Thursday night that, you know, they're very happy with the makeup of this year's squad and that they feel it's a very versatile squad. And they said even though, you know, last year was great to win it, they feel the squad has a lot going for it as well.
And that was my next question, was going to be, do they feel that it's a stronger squad that they have this year?
I think they feel probably on a par, but I think they feel that this year's squad's a little more versatile. They have more guys that can play in a couple of positions. Because it's one of these things when you have 3 games in 3 days and you pick up injuries and things, it's almost a survival of the fittest over the course of the weekend. So they're pretty happy that they've got, you know, guys like Lawrence. Lawrence is capable of coming in and playing 2 or 3 different positions for that team. So Anthony Apaya as well, and they've got guys there that are coming back. You know, Jimmy Bradley and Mal McDermott are capable of playing in midfield or defence. So they're pretty happy that they've all eventualities covered, but it's... you know, what's again, Leinster and Munster probably going as the favourites, but I'm sure the guys feel that they can repeat last year's performance and maybe get the trophy again.
Yeah, because it is a difficult tournament to win, isn't it, Paul?
Very much so. I mean, if you look at the strength that Leinster have, you know, with the number of clubs they have and the population base, and then you look down in Cork and Avondale United, which form the backbone of the Munster team, have won the last 4 intermediate cups in a row, and, you know, and that's only been done once before, and that was between 1939 and 42. So Avondale are without doubt the top intermediate side in the country at the minute, and you brought Van Harps to replay just a couple of weeks ago in the FAI Cup. So yeah, it's a difficult tournament to win, but you know, Donal and Trevor have always felt that the Ulster Senior League, definitely, we've got some quality teams and quality players, and that we're a match. And I suppose since they came in, that's the message they've given the players, and the players have definitely bought into that.
Every 4 years you have to host the tournament, and it's a big undertaking because there's 6 different venues are going to be hosting games throughout the course of the weekend. So maybe, Paul, you just run us through what the schedule is from Friday through to Sunday.
Yeah, well, on Friday night we start off with 2 games under the lights. The Ulster Senior League are playing Connacht in their opening match this year, and that takes place in the Ginn Park this Friday night, so on the 3rd of October. And then Munster and Leinster are going to meet up in Finn Park. And again, we'd like to thank both the Inishowen League and also the Harps for the use of their grounds on Friday night. You know, with the floodlights, it's difficult enough. Then on Saturday, hopefully the guys can get off to a good start. On Saturday, they'll meet the favourites, Leinster. And that game's taking place in Cockhill on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And while that game is going on up in Drumkeen, Connacht will meet Munster. So both those games, as I said, take place at 1 o'clock. And then Sunday morning, we have 2 early kickoffs on Sunday morning, 10:30. Our guys are meeting Munster out in Bunagee, and Leinster are playing Connacht at Lakeview Park. So both games in Letterkenny next Sunday. So it's, it's good pitches, good venues. We're very happy overall with the cooperation of all the clubs. It's been fantastic. Obviously, when a tournament like this comes up, you have to back up venues and try to cover every eventuality. But, you know, we're very happy with all the grounds that we've got, and all the clubs are eager to host. So we're just hoping that everything goes well weather-wise and that we have a good show, and hopefully we get to retain the cup.
You mentioned there, Paul, that you hope to get off to a good start. Connacht are Ulster's opening game, and with the two big sides of Munster and Leinster playing on the opening night, how important is it that Ulster can get a bit of momentum on day two there? Because Munster and Leinster could end up taking points of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, I mean, the boys went down to Sligo last year and they played Leinster on the first night, and they got a creditable 0-0 draw, and it really set them up, because on the Saturday last year they came out and put on a tremendous performance against Connacht. Winning that game 9-0, which I'm not sure, but might be a record in the inter-league competition. And you know, if you can get off to a win and possibly the other two teams draw, you know you're setting you're putting yourself into a good position for meeting Leinster on Saturday. So yeah, hopefully the boys get off to a good start, and because if you lose your first game, you know it's very hard to win it from there when you've only got the three matches. So certainly not losing as big, but if you can win while the other teams draw, it definitely would be a big help on Friday evening heading into Saturday afternoon.
And just finally, that if there's soccer supporters in the northwest of the Ulster Senior League, that they can play a part as well in getting behind the local team in these three matches next weekend.
Yeah, and fairness, you know, a good few of the other managers and some players made their way down to Sligo last year to the various games because they weren't too far away to support the boys. So, yeah, hopefully, as I say, with Finn Harps obviously been away in the Cup semi-final, and everybody's hoping that they would have a home draw. And, you know, on behalf of the league, I would like to wish Finn Harps all the best next Sunday. But, you know, yeah, any supporters, obviously, guys that aren't travelling to Dublin to support Harps can come out to any of the games over the course of the weekend and cheer the boys on. It would be much appreciated by the league, I'm sure.
And just finally, it's hard to win a trophy, but if you're out to retain it, it can be even more difficult, Paul. But is there a sense of confidence within this Ulster Senior League squad that they can do that this time around?
I think so. You know, it is a very experienced squad. If you look at the backbone of the squad, you know, you're looking at Coghill, Celtic, there are Kenny Rovers, Derry City forming the basis. You know, these guys have, you know, taken a lot of confidence from winning it last year. They know now that they can compete with Leinster and Munster. Obviously, there's added pressure there because Munster and Leinster are going to be looking at our guys this year and going to be well up for those games, knowing that we're on home turf and knowing that we've got quality players, that they're going to have to be really good when they play our guys. So our guys are going to have to be on top of their game. But yeah, certainly I know Donal and Trevor and the executive, we all feel that the team is well placed to give it a real go at the very least of retaining the trophy.